how's your team doing on a short week? I know you only have five guys in the injury report. Are you relatively okay for this one?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Nobody's going to come rescue us. I think we're playing a game Thursday night, so we'll do our best to get ready for it.
John, I think if I looked at it right, you guys are averaging 5 yards a carry in the run game. What's been so successful there?
Well, I think, everything starts up front in the blocking element. You know, whether you're talking about the O-line, tight ends, backs when called upon, you know, even our wideouts is, take great pride in it. So, we've had some explosive runs, which helps that average. And typically, everybody has to block pretty well to spring those guys. So, I think, it's been a multitude of guys to make that happen.
Might you have your number one line intact for a change?
Say again?
Might you have your number one O line intact for a change with sitting in town?
Yeah, I'm sure Mike's going through it too. You know, I think it's, the workload on a short week is not quite as extensive as it is on a normal week. You don't get a great look at that, as far as in practice. So it's still early in the week to kind of say who will be available, but we'll probably be as close to as intact as we've been all season.
What's the challenge in replacing Quentin in the back end of the defense?
Well, it's obviously hard whenever you get anybody hurt, and, they're starters for a reason, but, the one good thing with us now is, in year three or early in year three, we've got some veteran guys that have been back there. They've been with us, so we're not hauling them in off the street because there's guys that have been here with us. Adrian Amos, Deion Bush, Eddie Jackson's already back there, so we got capable guys that are familiar with our system.
Did you guys expect Tariq to contribute as much as he has so far through the first 3 weeks, or has he sort of surprised you with his ability to handle a lot and in a short amount of time?
No, the guy's been incredible, and we saw that early on, even in off-season work. Just his, enthusiasm, on the field, how he plays, how he studies, how he works. So that was something we saw very early on. Our scouting department obviously did a tremendous job.
So what's allowed him to succeed? I'm not sure the last time there was, a 5'6" running back, much less a 5'6" running back playing a lot of, playing a major role on a team?
Well, I think, there's been some very good guys that are short. I would not call him small because he's really not small. But he, he enjoys the all parts of the game. And at running back, you got to do all parts of your job, whether it's protection or blocking. And obviously with the ball in his hands, he's very quick and explosive.
What have you seen from Ty Montgomery in the last, since he's now a full-time running back, John?
It was something that kind of got started, I think, in our game there a year ago. We actually still had him tabbed as a receiver, but he played running back a lot in that game. And then by our second game, late here at Soldier, he'd been pretty much relegated as a running back and actually creased us pretty good in some runs. So we have great respect for him, both, on the receiving end of it as well as the running end. I think it's something that's kind of evolved, but I've been very impressed.
You had your cornerback group intact against Pittsburgh, and they obviously played pretty well. What has Prince and the other new guys added to that group?
Well, I think we were probably as active as anybody in free agency in that area. We really hadn't had much of a chance to address it. Getting guy, like Kyle Fuller back, who was a first-round pick that didn't play a snap a year ago, getting him back. We went out and signed Prince, as you mentioned, and then Marcus Cooper as well. So, we've gotten some guys back from injury, Bryce Callahan, that didn't play much a year ago for us, missed a lot of time. So I think it's just, personnel. I think getting guys that, played in the National Football League, whether they've been with us and were injured a year ago and came back, or even new guys. I think it's an area that, we went out and hopefully improved ourselves.
do you think Glennon's performed for your first three, John?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. You know, I think, you know, this has been a fairly unique situation in that all three of our quarterbacks, whether it was Mark Sanchez, Mitchell Trubisky, you know, or Mike, are all new to us. So I think they've all done a good job. I like our room, and they've worked hard. And, you know, Mike's been the starter in the first three games, and, you know, we've had opportunities to win two of them. We didn't give ourselves much of a chance in Tampa.
Have you ever had three quarterbacks all new, and what is the challenge of getting any one of the three ready?
Well, it's very difficult. I think our offensive staff has done a tremendous job, and, you know, it's definitely not an easy task, but not much in this league is.
I'm not asking when you're going to make a change, but how do you know when a rookie quarterback is ready to be the quarterback?
It's hard. I think it depends on the individual situation. You know, I've experienced it before, you know, in other organizations. But, you know, right now, you know, and particularly on a short week, I think Mike's, you know, done a good job. You know, obviously better in week one than week two. And I thought really in weeks one and three, he played well enough for us to win. And we actually got the one on Sunday. So, you know, I've been impressed with how he's, you know, handled the offense and where we are right now.
John, I know there's rivalries all across the league. Every division has them. What stands out about this one to you?
Well, I think, you know, again, it's the longest rivalry in the league. You know, and it is a great league and, you know, two great organizations. And I've read somewhere I think it's all tied up. And the numbers are high. But, yeah, I know it means a lot to both organizations and, you know, all the fans in the area. Maybe it's the location and the history of the rivalry, but it's a pretty big deal.
Were you aware the Bears haven't trailed in the series since about 33, I think?
Well, I've only been a part of you know, two full seasons, but I can't speak to all that. But I'm sure this game's going to mean a lot to both sides.
At some point, do you have to get the ball downfield some more in the passing game?
Well, I think, you know, you're always looking for chunk plays. Really, I don't really care how we accomplish them, whether it's runs or passes, just so long as we get them.
A lot of the offensive line after the game talked about the inspiration that Jordan Howard, his toughness fighting through the shoulder injury, provided for them. Is that something that can really extend to the entire team, that uplifting inspiration?
You know, no doubt. You know, I think, I think we all as coaches try to instill, you know, is that team unity and you know, doing things for somebody bigger than yourself. And, you know, I think they can speak to it much greater than I can. But I think there was a lot of people in our stadium that day that were inspired by his effort.
What looked different to you about the Packers' defense with Josh Jones on the field this past week?
You know, they've rotated some young guys through there. You know, one time Burnett was playing nickel. You know, so I don't know if it's by design or by injury, but you know, they do have a lot of multiple DB packages. I believe they call it Nitro, and they play it, and they play it very effectively.
Have you ever seen a defense play six DBs for an entire game like they did?
Yeah, I actually have. A lot of it depends on style of offense people present. You know, a lot of times dictates personnel, but, you know, it's obviously something we're aware of.
Where do you think you are as a program? You were obviously had to start from scratch a couple years ago. Where do you think you are here in year three?
Well, I think we've improved. You know, I think most people look at the record. You know, right now we're 1-2, and we're early in the 2017 campaign. You know, so we get to define that each week for, you know, the rest of our games.
John, you guys are going to be the first game of week four after all eyes are on the NFL with, you know, how players handled, you know, either protests during the anthem or kneeling, what have you. How will you guys approach it as a team leading up to this game?
Well, we really, you know, being a short week and getting guys rounded back up, we had him in yesterday for a flush, and we're practicing a little bit later today. So we really haven't talked about, much about it yet. At some point, I think we will, but right now, you know, all our focus is on the Green Bay Packers.